You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
You know, we saw this story about boomerang gifts, I don't know, 10 days ago. And we started to talk about it and we thought, nah, let's not talk about that. And then yesterday, Mark Andrew, our lovable midday guy, the host from the Pride of Pittsburgh, I like to call him, was walking into the studio and he started talking about a, quote, gift that he purchased for his sweet wife.
Quote, gift.
Yeah. And it turns out it was a big screen TV for their bedroom.
Oh, that's nice.
And I was looking at him and I go, you realize that what you gave Beth was what we call a boomerang gift. And he looked at me with a kind of a blank stare. He goes, what's a boomerang gift?
What the what?
So we probably have a lot of listeners who are saying, what the heck is a boomerang gift? Well, I'm going to tell you. Boomerang gift is one that you give to somebody, but it also benefits you just as much as it benefits them. So you are on the surface giving them a present, but you get as much use out of it as they do.
Love this.
Examples include Mark and his TV that's going to be down there at the foot of his bed that he's going to watch every night while he's lying there.
Such a crock.
So he says, you know, oh, Merry Christmas, Beth. Here's your television.
You're the best.
Or maybe some people give a fancy dinner certificate to their significant other.
Olive Garden.
Yeah.
Right. See, I've done that. Yeah, I've totally done that. I've given Nicole a dinner out because you couch it as a date night. This is for you, and we're going to have a great time. But man, then I get to go enjoy unlimited soup and breadsticks as well.
Those meatballs are for you, not her.
Yeah.
I had friends many years ago who we used to hang out like couples together. And I remember them getting into a kind of a joke fight. So they weren't really arguing, but they kind of were.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those...
just kind of jabbing each other.
Yeah, one of those laughing arguments that, you know, down at the core, there is some truth to it.
There's some anger and
there is some irritation, right. And it was because he had purchased for her, as a gift, a trip to Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
And was it like, just her going on
you.
Said trip?
That's
right.
What
one
she...
one ticket?
Yeah.
And this was before the term boomerang gift even was around. But I remember her laughing, saying, oh, that's really nice. That's my present. You're going to be there the whole time. You're going to be on the beach. You're going to be ordering, you know, the umbrella drinks. You're going to be doing all of that. And he said, no, honey, this is for you. You've had such a great year.
Yeah,
you've
go been, relax.
You've been such a great wife and mother. This is for you. And she's like, all right, thank you. Well, I mean, she was appreciative.
It's Hawaii.
Whatever. Betty
it is Hawaii.
Crocker.
It is still Hawaii.
But I wonder how many of our listeners have either given or received like the ultimate in boomerang gift.
Here's one for you. And we've already talked about how, according to studies, ladies don't like this for Christmas gifts. But that's neither here nor there. Lingerie boomerang gift.
It is.
Yeah, totally is.
It really is, Emily.
You know? Because, okay, so we're gonna wear this pretty little, you know, boobs sticking up and little thong-a-dong-dong, but you're looking at it, so that's more for you than it is for
us. It's definitely better for us.
We ain't comfortable.
Right.
Just saying.
Cook me breakfast in this.
As soon as I read this story a couple of weeks ago, I immediately thought of you, though, Jeremy, because I figure you are like the king of boomerang gifts because you're kind of self-centered.
Yeah. Well, see, the TV thing reminded me of, we did do that like a few years ago. I bought Nicole the TV for
her birthday.
But I was also toying around this year with even buying her like season passes to like Loveland or something, but you'd have to buy them in pairs so we could go together. And I would like to go start going skiing again. So that's like a total boomerang gift right there.
Right.
We need a surround sound system in our basement. I think that would be a great gift for Nicole.
She's got ears.
Bose?
Too.
Yeah, get her a nice classy Bose system.
See, the TVs, all of that stuff. It's not a gift. It's a purchase. You're just making a purchase. It has to be for one person.
Or you couch it, you know, for the house too. You can say, this is for the house.
The house doesn't need a gift. The house is an inanimate
object. The house needs a vacuum.
I have struggled with this over the last...
Now use it in that lingerie, baby.
God, what's it like to be married to you?
Let's ask Nicole. We got a lot of calls on this, which I figured. But first, a Facebook message from Mark. He says, Dom, honest to God, last year my wife bought, quote, me a couple's pass to a spa.
Oh my God, that's brilliant.
That's pretty good.
He finished his note with, yeah, right.
I want to high five his wife.
That is, really, really good. Here's Danielle. Good morning, Danielle.
Hello.
Have you been the recipient of a boomerang gift?
Absolutely have.
What'd you get?
My husband and I just celebrated our first anniversary in October, and I came home the day after. So our anniversary was on a Sunday, so I came home from work on Monday and went into the garage to find him sitting on my new motorcycle.
Oh, that he can ride as well and tinker on.
I don't have a license, and he does.
Perfect.
Hi, honey. Here's your motorcycle.
That is so blatant. I mean, is it at least like pink and sparkly? And
No, it's black. He did also, you know, to his credit, he did also buy me a training course.
Sure, right.
So that I can get my license.
Yeah, that you can, but you have not in
but
the
in
last
the meantime,
2 months.
He'll ride it around.
Right. Yeah. Just going to test it out for you, honey.
How's he enjoying your gift so far?
And he has been. So.
Yeah. Listen, you have a great day. Thanks for being on the show, okay?
You too.
I appreciate that.
Motorcycle.
That's great. Here's Sue. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning, guys.
What do you know about a boomerang gift?
Oh, it's something I actually did more than once. I get the 2-for-1 white water rafting pass for my husband at Christmas time.
Mm-hmm. So you can just go and have fun, right?
Well, I figure I'd do him a favor because otherwise he'd be by himself with a boat full of strangers. So
right.
It's really a sacrifice on my part.
Sacrifice. What if he used the 2-for-1 and then brought another one?
He could bring his girlfriend.
Right. So.
Or he could go twice alone.
Yeah, I have the tickets.
You're wonderful. Sue, thanks for being on the show.
All right. Thank you. Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas. Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.